Rameau's The Surprises of Love here on Kansas Public Radio, the overture there. Good morning. I am Destiny. I hope you're all doing well. I am surprised by this weather. It's like we've experienced all of the seasons in just one week. And, well, you know what that means. Vivaldi's Four Seasons is coming up in a little bit. Indeed, it is everyone's favorite just for you in honor of this wild weather. I hope you're all, like I said, doing really well. It's about 60 degrees out right now. It's supposed to get pretty warm today in the 80s. So either that's a good thing for some of you or not. I like to think of it as a good thing because I'm tired of the cold weather. I don't know about you. Haydn's Surprise Symphony. We heard that a while ago and I was still in the surprise mood. So I don't have the entire symphony, but I do have a surprise movement from it. With quite the surprise, the Make Believe Brass. You know, I recently discovered their album, and I think the name is just quite funny. So I thought I would open with a Rameau surprise, and then I would let you hear Haydn's version of a surprise. Just a little snippet here with the Make Believe Brass here on KPR. Well, that was a fun little surprise from Haydn's Symphony No. 94, literally the Surprise Symphony. The surprise movement performed by the Make Believe Brass. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and I've got your favorite Vivaldi's Four Seasons. All four of them coming up for you in honor of this wild and wacky weather where we are experiencing all of the seasons. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Info about KU research is at ku.edu. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org. All right. I know a lot of you really like Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic, and you enjoyed that interview I did with her a while back. Well, she's got Nikki Chewy, the concertmaster, as the soloist again here for the Four Seasons. So sit back and enjoy. I know there's a tune in here or two that you'll recognize on KPR. There really needs to be an applause track after that. Vivaldi's Four Seasons here on KPR, the violinist Nikki Chewy with Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic. Epic music, isn't it? Never gets old. I love the Four Seasons. There's a reason so many of those old house phones used to have the Four Seasons as ringtones. Wow. Do you remember old house phones? Does anyone still have one? They're like from the Stone Age. Just like this PIFA, Pastoral Symphony, from Handel, right now on KPR. Everyone remember that from Handel's Messiah? I know. Can you imagine? It's usually around Christmas time, but it's such a nice little movement there here on KPR. It's very spring-like. That was Robert Shaw and the Robert Shaw Orchestra. I will be sticking with the Baroque theme opening next hour with Brandenburg's Concerto No. 1, and then we'll hear some Mozart and a lovely sonatina for harp and violin. And looks like in the noon hour today, Jeff has some Mendelssohn, the Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage Overture, piano music from Sibelius called The Flowers, perfect for the flowers outside. Get out there and smell the roses. And also some music of Glazunov. We have some really great music. I am excited about all of it. Oh, and you know what? I have one of the most beautiful things that I say this about a lot of music, but I really think so much of it's beautiful. That Tchaikovsky wrote the Andante Cantabile from his string quartet. I've got the Philadelphia Orchestra playing that. That'll be coming up in the 11 a.m. hour. Lots of good music today on this warm and sunny day. We're in the 60s right now here in Lawrence, getting even higher temperatures. KPR.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey thinks it's bitter from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays starting at 3 p.m. with KPR's Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. NPR News up next, and then more music for you. Don't go anywhere.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Iran says ships that are not associated with Israel or the U.S. can transit through the Strait of Hormuz. NPR's Aya Batrawi reports some ships are passing through the narrow waterway, but most oil and gas tankers remain trapped.
Iran says it's acting in self-defense by restricting the passage of vessels associated with the aggressors of the war. In a letter addressed to the UN Secretary General, Iran said the United States and Israel and others participating in the war do not qualify for non-hostile passage through the Strait of Hormuz. The strait has been closed to nearly all ships since the U.S. and Israel launched war on Iran nearly a month ago. Maritime intelligence analysis firm Windward says on Monday, five ships transited through the strait. It says